Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And I laid out a thought that I don't understand why they haven't done. And that is, you've been looking for outfield stability for a long time. There's one guy who's been in the same spot in the outfield for a number of years. He's played it very well. And you could say, okay, well, then leave well enough alone, Phelps. Okay? How about you make your team better? It's this. Move Stephen Kwan to center field. Stephen is a natural center fielder. It's what he played almost exclusively in college, what he played almost exclusively in the minor leagues before he came here, and Miles Straw was in center field for this team. He's won three gold gloves in left field. He's your leadoff hitter. He hits for a pretty good average. Right now he's hitting .307. He put him in center field, and then that allows you to take a guy who doesn't hit for a whole lot of pop. Last year drove in only 44 runs. Put him in center field, he gets on base, and you get, hopefully, guys in right and left who come through and hit for more pop. I'd give Nolan Jones every day at bats. I'm tired of the platoon in right field. That's not working. I'm putting Nolan Jones out there, and I'm going to put Lane Thomas for now in left field if they still don't think C.J. Cephas or Chase DeLauder are ready to bring up from AAA. And if I'm bringing up one of those guys, Andy, he's getting every day at bats. He's going to get a lot of at-bats, but I'm moving Stephen Kwan to center field. Why wouldn't you do this? There's a wet blanket in every crowd, and ours is Dan Menigan.
Never been introduced better.
Thank you.
So I'm staring at the StatCast data because we've got numbers for all of these different things, and the big thing that you look at, of course, with center field is sprint speed, range, that kind of stuff. How much ground can you cover? That's the point of center field.
Sprint speed.
Yes. How fast someone can run when they're sprinting.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about. Yep.
Well, it's the way that he put it.
I'm with you. We can't hear you.
Your mic's not on.
No, we can't hear you.
I said, sprint speed.
Withers.
So in 2023.
No, Withers.
Which I think is Withers. Around that or article Smithers. That Andy was talking about with Miles Straw and how amazingly fast Miles Straw was and good in center field.
Was, yeah, yeah.
Stephen Kwan on the team, again, this is 2023, was fifth. 28.1 feet per second, right?
Okay.
Would have been about in the 71st percentile, so AKA fast. In 2025, Stephen Kwan, sprint speed 26.8, would put him 330th in all of baseball.
What? Is this sprint speed to first base? Sprint speed while he's in the field. What's the basis for the analysis?
This is sprint speed. So just AKA, how fast are you? I mean, that's it. Whether that's running to a base, whether that's going to in the field, whether it's any of those things, it's just how fast are you? You know, it's basically you and your buddies going, all right, to the tree and back, whoever loses, whatever. That's it. It's just straight sprint speed. 330th. So for some reason,
what are you telling me?
Over the last 2 years, Stephen Kwan has lost speed. And I think some of that is those lower leg injuries we've talked about, whether it's the hamstrings, the quads.
He's had some issues.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I could understand that, perhaps, as to why he's not in center field. That might be a reason.
if he were to play center field, he would be, and again, this is according to MLB StatCast data, he would be the 46th fastest center fielder.
Okay.
Did they get a medal for that or a ribbon?
Does it matter?
I actually think it's one of those, like, you hold your hand out and they just kind of give you a handful of, like, runs.
Has anybody watched Stephen Kwan and thought he's slow?
I haven't. I haven't
either. Dano, have you?
We need to get miles split on that and just get real time.
I have watched and have thought, that's a really good left fielder who takes good routes to balls. And I've never watched him and thought, boy, if I put him on center field, I might be onto something here. I wonder if it's the lower leg injuries and they would rather have his bat in the lineup than have him in center field playing above average but missing 60 games a year with lower leg injuries.
So he's there because they want to keep him healthy. Is that the overlying factor?
Just merely a guess. I have nothing to back that up with, but that would be my guess. I think the speed that he runs at is not center field prone anymore. And B, I wonder if they look at it and say your bat is more valuable than your glove. And we would rather keep you healthy.
At this point, true. Yeah. That's very true.
His bat is more stereotypical center field than it is left or right, where in theory you're supposed to get some power and some pop.
Well, no, not based on what what the averages are for the season. Traditionally, your center fielder is one of your worst hitters. He's your second to last. Across the board in Major League Baseball, center fielder. Oh man, I'd be so happy if we.
So
had
maybe
this.
You get
your
an
center
advantage
fielder is hitting .242.
I mean, you've been putting guys in center field who aren't center fielders. I mean, Nolan Jones is not a center fielder, but he's played some center. Angel Martinez hadn't played outfield until last year. He's looked good out there, but he's not a center fielder by trade. Lane Thomas, primarily a right fielder in his career, but he's played a lot of center. But you know. If you're looking for defense and offense, I think Kwan's the right guy. By the way, second on the team in stolen bases. He might be slow, but he's situationally good. He's 10 of 11 in stolen bases.
And I wouldn't flat out just say slow. You know,
you kind of did, Dan.
Yeah, you did.
I think slower.
You said he was like 700th in Major League Baseball.
You said he stunk.
Slower is the way that I
would. Said something about a piano strapped to his back.
No, I would have either...
Steven, I'm defending you.
I would have either said combat boots or cement shoes. Those are my go-to.
Anthony's in Cleveland Heights. Anthony.
Hi, Ty.
Kwan in center, Anthony.
Hi,
Kwan in center.
No.
Hi, Ty.
Kwan in center.
Right. Dan is right. Yeah, just to back up some of that advanced data, his arm value is at the 100th percentile. His arm strength is at the 75th percentile, sprint speed at 37, and his range is 16.
Oh, my God. I feel like I'm taking those California tests when I was in fifth grade.
Why do we even have this guy in the team then?
Wow, look at you. You're getting
glove is to bat as bat is to.
He's great in left field. That is the case. The other thing, you know, I want to point something out here, just as a bigger picture situation. Guardians are 39-38, okay? Mm-hmm. Through 77 games last year, the Tigers were 36-41. They did not reach .500 until August 26th. They had a 2-1 lead on us and a lead in the seventh inning at home in an elimination game for the Guardians in the ALDS. So I only bring that up to say that we're not yet to the point where we dump platoons, move Kwan to center, and hope it all works out. I mean, I know that that's you know what people want to do, but actually yesterday, our expected batting average for the game was higher than Toronto's. So I'm just saying we're not yet to the point where we got to be thinking extreme measures.
All right, Anthony, let me ask you.
It is what it is. And
let me ask you: who are you going to put in center field?
Well,
Lane Thomas.
Let me just say, you are right in identifying the problems. Okay.
You're busting up,
Anthony.
I think
the satellite to Cleveland Heights is barely working here. Keep going.
One more time. Yeah. You said that we were right in identifying the problems. Then go.
Yes, I just don't know if the sort of extreme measures are necessary to solve it. Plus, Kwan, I think you'd have to come to Kwan with some sort with a trade scenario. That he says, holy crap, you have who? I will definitely move to center field right now. Otherwise, just saying we're going to move you there and hope it works out when you got a free agent thing coming up, I'm not sure he's going to take kindly to that suggestion. So
he's a player, though, man. I mean, if they ask him to play center, here's my fear. My fear is what, July 31st, 2023, like I said at the beginning of the show, you're one game under 500 behind Minnesota, and you're one game back in the Central, and you decide, nah, trade Savali. Start trading guys.
I do think you. I wonder if they think DeLauder is their center fielder in waiting. And again, he's played nothing but right field this year. Before yesterday, I didn't look at yesterday's box score. And the majority of his time in the minors has been in right field. Mike is in Twinsburg. Mike.
Hi. Excuse me.
That's all right.
I totally agree with what you're saying, Jeff. I've been watching these kids from the time that they were at
East Lake.
Yes. From the time they were at East Lake, and I've seen Kwan play center field. He's darn good. Now, the issue is if he has some leg troubles, he has to cover more ground. If that's the case, the two corner outfielders can, if they're fast enough, they can cover a little bit more of center. Now, Chase, I don't think he's as ready as CJ. CJ is a hitting machine, but he also has more at bats. He's an incredible ball player. If the Lauder stays healthy, he is too. I think you really can set your outfield with these guys now
for a number of years to come, if they actually come up and do the job, Mike.
They will. I've watched these two. They're incredible. I talk about this with my best friend, Joe.
Joe!
We're getting a shout out from Mike. Joe! Come on.
Joe, nice.
Every day we talk about this. You cannot develop players in a platoon. Young players don't develop.
Agreed.
They just don't. Now, I'm excitable. Now, we have another kid. It's not in the outfield, if I could bring it up, if I may.
Go ahead.
Cooper Engle, catcher.
Catcher at Akron?
What's Joe think of him,
though? He's 5'8",
Mike. What does Joe think about him? That's all I... Can
you have a 5'8 catcher?
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah, why not?
Right. He's hitting.
And Joe's down with him, too? No.
That's all he does is hit. And he calls a game like you wouldn't believe. I think he's better than Bo right now.
Well,
I'm telling you.
You might be a guy on the way because, you know, are you going to bring Hedgie back again next year?
I don't think so.
I don't know either, Mike.
The manager wants him?
Mike, thank you very much.
He's coming back.
Appreciate it.
Seems to work.
Here's Mike in Twinsburg. We're just here to help, Andy. We're throwing out
Joe
suggestions.
Can we get Joe on the hotline, please? I want Joe on the hotline.
We got Joe's words from Mike.
That's true.
I see these two spots in the outfield, and I think, can we just put somebody out there and give them regular at-bats? You know, the platoon hasn't worked in right, so maybe try something else. Our buddy Mike Florio kind of was double-teaming us today. He was on the morning show.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't good, but that's okay because we like to share our guests with everybody else. Mike Florio was on the morning show today.
Okay.
And he said something about four quarterbacks on this team.
Yeah.
And he also said something that might intrigue one Andy Baskin.
Oh.
We'll hear it next on Baskin and Phelps.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up.
Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
NBA draft tonight. First round. Mike Fratello, former Cavaliers head coach, going to join us at 1 o'clock.
All right.
Or right around there. So we'll let you know as soon as Mike gets locked in time-wise, and we appreciate him being with us.
Okay.
Same thing with a gentleman who's going to join us coming up at noon. That's Andrew Brandt, former vice president, general counsel for the Green Bay Packers, now of the Business of Football podcast and Sports Illustrated. I'm Jeff Phelps. That's Andy Baskin, Dan Menigan, standing behind the glass, and Dan standing behind the glass. New studio configuration. I'm getting used to Dan being there. I can see him pretty easily.
I can't. I've got to look.
You got to turn your head. Yeah, that's.
Oh, look, there.
You're better
is.
Off not seeing me.
And when the light's not on in there, I can't see you at all.
That's really true.
It's weird.
Not a bad thing. Mike Florio is with us frequently on our show, and we always like Mike being with us. He's from Pro Football Talk, of course, his website, and you see him on NBC's coverage of the National Football League. Big decisions in the National Football League with courts and collusion and everything else that's happened, and you know the owners. Making sure guys don't get guaranteed contracts and everything else. Mike was on the morning show this morning with Ken and Danny and brought up exactly these things, Mr. Menigan. Did he not?
That is correct. He was a part of the big expose that took place on Pablo Torre Finds Out podcast. Give it a listen if you are a fan of the NFL and were wondering why the Deshaun Watson contract didn't have the ramifications that a lot of people thought that it was going to open the door to a lot more contracts, and especially if you ever ask the question, why didn't anybody bid on Lamar Jackson when he was a restricted free agent or with the transition tag or whatever it ended up being? Worth a listen there. But Mike Florio joined the morning show to expound upon it a little bit more, this case that he had finally gotten his hands on and this ruling between the NFL and the NFLPA.
The league won, but included in that decision was a finding that the league tried to collude, and it all got buried for more than 5 months. See, I think the arbitrator got it wrong. I just think that the arbitrator was bound and determined to believe the owners. And we know what happens. This is human nature. You get your hand caught in the cookie jar. You say, I'm not eating cookies. What are you talking about? In this case, the hand's in the cookie jar. The crumbs are on the shirt. The cookies are in the mouth. And the owner said, we're not eating cookies. And the arbitrator said, well, that's good enough for me. You're not eating cookies.
That was well
was that
said.
The cut you thought I would love?
Don't look at me. Dan says. Know, Dan said, says. It's
oh
the
no! No!
Cut
no! No!
Up.
Oh, okay. The Andy Baskin catnip is coming later.
Okay. All right.
Andy's going to be salivating.
I can't wait to hear what he has to say.
Florio does such a great job of breaking things down. You got a mouthful of cookies. You got the crumbs on the shirt. Your hands in the cookie jar. Oh, you're not eating cookies? Okay, it's good enough for me.
No, I trust you.
And it's worth listening to for exactly why Mike believes it is that way. I mean, it's. There's text messages and everything else involving Kyler Murray, the owner of the Cardinals, the owner of the Chargers. There's a like text message between the two of them of, hey, nice job signing up that contract and not getting the guaranteed money and how, you know, basically we're all avoiding the Deshaun Watson situation. Yeah, it's pretty damning. It's definitely worth a listen. So the guys then got into the Cleveland Browns situation.
Okay.
He was definitely asked about the four quarterbacks and the way that the Browns are looking to go. Here's Mike Florio with the morning show.
You got four guys. How are you going to properly get four guys ready for the season? And you got two of them that are rookies they need their reps. So between Joe Flacco and Kenny Pickett, one of them needs to go before training camp opens. Now, that's how a normally functioning football team would operate. With the Browns, you can never account for that because it's like they try to come up with new ways to be dysfunctional. And the dysfunctional thing to do is take all four guys to camp. I saw Mary Kay Cabot's report from a week or so ago that the Browns may keep all four into the regular season and beyond the trade deadline. And that to me was, somebody's trying to get the folks out there who might be thinking about trying to trade for Pickett to realize you're not going to get him for peanuts. We're not going to cut him if we can't trade him. We'll take him to camp. We'll take him into the regular season. We'll take him past the trade deadline, unless they're going to do the dysfunctional thing and take four guys to camp. And then how are you going to get four guys ready for week one? And before you got to cut, you can't burn four roster spots on a 53-man roster on quarterbacks. You need those spots for other players.
Thank you. I'm going to send him lunch.
That's not even the catnip. Is it?
That wasn't the catnip.
All I'm going to say is that if you guys lose the bet and you have to buy me lunch, I'm going to send Florio lunch for backing me on everything that I've been saying for the last 2 weeks.
You want the catnip?
Give it to me, baby. Yeah.
By the way, do you agree with what he said?
100% I agree with everything he said.
It is true. He does have lunch riding on it.
I personally still believe they're going to take a look at all of these guys. And Mike's right. I don't know if you can find reps for all of those guys, which is why one of them is just going to be put in, you know, like a little cocoon. And when he's ready to go, he's going to get, you know, popped out of there. Whether it's Shadur, whether it's Dylan Gabriel, I think one of those guys is going to be kept around, but might not get the opportunities that he's looking for right now.
I think all four guys are starting the season at some point.
No, unless one's on the injured list.
All right, Andy.
It's the only way you're taking four. Right, one of them's got to be on the injured list.
Can we make sure that the cameras are working? I want to see Baskin's face here.
All right, Andy.
Go.
Here we go.
Here we go.
As Juju Smith-Schuster once said, the Browns is the Browns.
Oh, my. Come on now.
Anytime you put winning behind other things, you develop a culture that isn't fundamentally and ultimately about winning. That's the problem.
Yeah, we lived it.
And so if the Browns aren't trying to win this year, fine. Carry five quarterbacks. And that's the other thing, too. Wait till Deshaun Watson shows up with a clean bill of health and says, hey, I'm ready to play.
Mike, come on.
Just wait. Just wait.
I should be doing network. I should be doing network. I don't know. I want to stand next to him. And I just want him to go,
QVC?
This guy, what am I doing?
QVC?
I could sling some stuff on QVC. We'd have no problem with that. He said exactly what I've been saying.
Slices tomatoes?
I mean, are you kidding me?
It minces cucumbers.
Are you kidding? He said exactly what I've been saying about both of these subjects. Probably not. I've been saying it since they had picked up the fourth quarterback with Deshaun. If Deshaun's healthy, he's going to be back on the field at the end of the year. I'm sorry. Return on investment. You can sit here and tell me that Deshaun's not a part of this team over and over and over again, that we'll never see him play quarterback again. If he's healthy enough at the end of the season, he's going to hit the field. Why? It's not your paycheck. You're not the one putting money into the account to pay him out. And if I'm putting the money into the account and he's going to get paid, I'm going to see him on the field. I paid for him to play. Yeah. I don't care about swing and a miss.
We need a
towel. I'm telling you, he will see the field if he's healthy enough to go on at the end of the year.
A pile of slobber under his desk right now.
Go back and listen to what we talked about during minicamp.
Here's Kevin, he's a leader in that quarterback room. Here's the thought. I'm not going to disagree with you that he might come back and be ready to play this year.
Okay.
Is there anything that you've seen from him since he's been the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns that makes you think that he deserves, from a football standpoint, to be on the football field?
Jeff, absolutely not. He does not deserve to be on the football field from what we've seen so far.
Okay.
But from the financial and fiscal department, we'd like to get some return on investment. And even if it drags us down so we have a better pick next year in the draft, that's a possibility. He's on the payroll. He's not coming off the payroll.
If one of the four quarterbacks is quarterbacking the team well and Deshaun is ready to come back and play football, he's not going to play. They are not going to take out a functioning quarterback and put Deshaun Watson on the field based on everything that we've seen from Deshaun since he's been here. Unless, Andy, on the practice field, he shows he's the old Deshaun Watson.
4.5 wins is what our friends are saying.
Well, our friends might be wrong. You've got to play the games.
I'm just saying,
if they have a quarterback who's doing a nice job, a quarterback, why would you bench him?
I agree. He's got to be doing better than a nice job to bench him, though. He's got to be successful.
Not
a nice job. Not getting out there and, unfortunately.
I didn't say unfortunately.
The defense made a bad mistake.
Nice job.
Define nice job. Like, they lose the game because the defense had a bad play?
They're winning some football games. The offense is playing winning football. Hard to argue with that one.
If the rookie, I can argue it.
Deshaun Watson
was awful.
Repugnant.
Was awful. Great word, by the way. That's a great word.
You guys keep living in the world where no one's paying anyone. That's where you are right now.
But Andy, they're paying him regardless. If they get to the point where they want to pay him and they're interested in enhancing their draft situation for the next year, as maybe they were this year when they benched Jameis Winston, then okay. But, I mean, the contract's up at the end of next season. You're not going to be paying him that kind of money anymore. At some point, you just got to cut your losses.
The rookies would be able to play through painful games. Neither one of these vets will. There's no way. They're not going to let the vets sit around and look horrible. That's not going to happen.
Not for more than a game or two.
If one of the two rookies is starting, then who knows? You know what? We might go to a rotation. Why don't we just do that? Look, the guards have starters. That's right.
We're going to platoon quarterback.
Yeah, Stephen Vogt can put something together.
Let's have the rotation
Chris Leak
going.
And Tim Tebow.
Against teams with a dominant left defensive end, we will play.
This is the NBA.
we'll bring in the lefty. Then we'll bring in the righty, depending on which side the best pass rusher is on.
5 weeks ago.
All right, can we take
Deshaun Watson started
everything that Florio said. Okay,
you put Deshaun Watson on the field, you will hear your whole fan base go.
Go watch.
Get that
really, and then they'll all be excited when the draft rolls around and they pull the hot quarterback.
Unless
in the
everybody
draft.
Is or, stunk at quarterback, yeah. Dan. If everybody has stunk.
But if you're going to, like, let's say we're in a situation where they're cycling through this and Deshaun Watson has a clean bill of health, right? Let's set up this situation. Shedeur Sanders has started 2 games.
Okay.
He's looked lost and then slightly above lost, right? Does that make sense? Like, he looked like a rookie quarterback where the game was moving a little bit too fast and the next game was a little bit better. Still looked a little lost, but it looked a little better. You mean to tell me you're going to have the front office come in and go, Shedeur, thank you for the time. We really appreciate it. No, but that gentleman
Shedeur's
over
there.
Shedeur's
in a different world. He's in a different world.
Gentleman over there who makes a boatload of money is going to step in here, who the last time we saw him on the field, the offense was horrific.
Can I put one in the Baskin column here?
Go ahead.
There is one other reason why you might put Deshaun on the field. Okay. If everybody else has not played very well and he's healthy and you see him in practice and he looks okay and you know you have 2 first rounders next year, it's the NFL. Quarterbacks are hard to come by.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody might give you something for Deshaun Watson.
Especially in the last year.
With only 1 year left on a contract.
I don't disagree with that.
No, they won't.
They might if you give them the opportunity to go out there and look like working quarterback.
They won't.
You're going to tell me somebody wouldn't take him as a backup?
No, they won't.
What do they owe him on the last year?
It's 46 million, isn't it?
90 million. They won't.
They owe him 90. They owe him $92 million.
Uh-huh.
But that's for 2 years.
No, they won't.
All right, let me ask you this because this is, I think, some more fun question.
Yes, I can.
It's just your opinion.
No, it's not.
No, it is.
It's somebody else's opinion?
I could find all the numbers that would prove to you that they are not trading him. There's too many ramifications. There's too many penalties.
Easier
not
to cut
him? Not to the team acquiring him.
It would be easier to cut him.
Okay.
Not to the team acquiring him, though.
I
don't think anybody is, but
not
I just said if he happened to go out and play really well, And, you know, I don't expect that to
happen. Let me ask you this question before we go to break, because then I just want to hear your answer. You don't have to give it to me on the other side if you want. Okay, ready? If the Browns over-under is 4.5 wins, okay? If the over-under is 4.5 wins, the Browns will have more wins or more starting quarterbacks this season. Answer that when we come back.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's Gene Rayburn. I'm Jeff Phelps. We're on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
So last night, I had the opportunity to attend the James Taylor concert at Blossom Music Center. And I like James Taylor. I've probably seen James Taylor 10, 11 times in my life.
Hmm.
And terrific. He's now 77 years old. He's not quite, you know, James Taylor of 30 years ago, but his music still holds. The music itself was phenomenal. James' voice isn't quite what it used to be. He's 77. You know, we all get it. But it was a great show and a really nice time.
I did have one brush with fame with him. Indians were playing the Red Sox in Boston. He was singing the national anthem.
Yeah.
And he was standing right next to me. And
tall dude.
I wanted to say hi, but I just was like.
You didn't.
I didn't.
He could play Abraham Lincoln in a revival of Lincoln or something.
I'll buy that. He's so good, though.
So he's there. Andy, this one's for you.
Okay, good. Okay.
I was fortunate enough.
Birthday.
I went with my wife and some friends of ours.
Okay.
And we were fortunate enough to be sitting in the pavilion.Ah on a hot, steamy night, it was, you know, still nice to. I like watching a concert as well as just listening to it, so I enjoyed that. And it wasn't very crowded at first. We sat down in time for the opening act. And by the time.
Why, was it a comfortable crowd then? Oh.
It was by the time that James was singing, you know, there were people around us.
Okay, again, okay? I'm sorry. If you said this, I apologize because I missed it. Were you on the lawn or were you in the pavilion?
Pavilion.
Okay, you're in the pavilion. Okay.
So these folks come down and they end up sitting right next to me. I was sitting on the end of our group of four. And a young lady's next to me. And I don't know, 30s.
Okay.
Okay. So, she knows James Taylor because her parents love James Taylor, right? That kind of thing or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And have you ever been next to this person?
Okay.
You remember the Seinfeld episode of The Heckler? And Kramer was dating some gal and took her to Jerry's show. Oh. And Jerry was like, you know, what is it about the subway? You know, you get on the subway, and all of a sudden, and she's like, yes, I know you're going to talk about the woman. Yes, I get that all the time. And she just kept interjecting the whole time.
Oh, no. And you were sitting next to
this
her?
This woman last night.
She doesn't know who you are,
at the
right?
James Taylor. Why would she? This woman at the fan. James Taylor concert running commentary all night long. Running commentary.
Had she had like one of the $20 margaritas out there?
Her arms were extended up above her head a good portion of the time with a drink in her hand.
Oh, there
so
you
I
go.
Was afraid I was going to get a bath. Thought I was going to get doused with whatever it was she was drinking. And she's just running commentary. You know, so like a song ends and she's like, oh, I love that song. It might be my favorite. Fire and Rain, though. Fire and Rain is really good. I think Fire and Rain's kind of a sad song. It's like somebody died or something like that. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. Yes, she died.
Oh,
I'm thinking,
God.
Come on. And then all of a sudden he starts firing it up. And she's like, legend, legend. Oh, he's a legend. And he starts, you know, singing. And she's like, oh, my God, he's so good. He's so good. Well, he's sick. I'm like, okay, just stop. Please stop. Running commentary. James talked about Carole King. Legend. Carole, legend. I love Carole King. You got a friend. Might be my favorite. Well, Carolina on My Mind is the best. But you got a friend. Nonstop.
Oh, did he play Shower of the People?
Nonstop. Of course he did.
Okay. Well, he played all his hits, right?
Yeah.
Good.
Almost every one of them. And then.
You know like, the worst line
like
in the concert
he would
is.
Go hug. You know, hug somebody, and she's like, oh, that's so cute. I love him. He's just terrific.
Oh
my God, he's never sounded better. And I'm thinking, he's 77. He sounded a lot better.
And you didn't say anything back?
I didn't say a word. I didn't say, miss, could you stop talking? Because, and the obligatory, now keep in mind, most of the crowd there is most of the crowd probably gets ARP, AARP, delivered to the house.
100%, yeah.
Okay? And so, like, in the middle of songs, the obligatory, oh, you know,
no.
the howling and screaming.
She was howling, too?
Oh, yes.
Oh, Jeff.
Top of her lungs, screaming.
Yeah, do you have an age range here again?
She's probably in her 30s. And she had a guy friend next to her, and she was, you know, he didn't
Did
say.
Did he look miserable?
Yes.
And he was like, oh, man.
He didn't say a word.
He's like, hey, isn't that Phelps from Baskin and Phelps?
She didn't stop.
He is taking one for the team.
And then at the end of
the
show.
Is that the guy from the Whoop-Dee-Doo Sports Review?
That's right.
At the end of the show, we're walking out, and I said to the guys I was with, my wife and the other couple, I said, did you guys catch the gal sitting next to me? Well, I was sitting next to my friend, and the gals were sitting on his left.
Mm-hmm.
And the gals
stand next to your wife.
The gals, well, I went in first, and that's the way that everybody sat.
Wow.
So it's okay. I see my wife a lot. I don't see my friends.
No, but often. I like to enjoy the.
Well,
the
I get it. Yeah, but there you go.
Okay.
And the gals said no, they didn't really hear. And my buddy said, yeah, she didn't stop. I said, that's right. And then my wife said, oh, that explains it. I said, what? She said, you didn't hear the person behind going, shh, could you be quiet? Shh. I said, no, I didn't hear any of that. She goes, oh, yeah. She was getting, must have been her. She was getting shushed like crazy.
Good for that person.
But I'm sitting next to her.
I'm telling you, how do you get out of that? Dan, do you know how to get out of that? I can tell you exactly how to get out of that. You know where I'm going with this,
you
right?
You pass gas and get her to leave. Would that do it?
That might work, too.
I have no idea how to get
if
out
it's
of that
a,
one.
If there are... okay, so let's just say, did you see any empty seats inside the pavilion once the show started?
Yeah.
I would have walked up to an usher and said, hey, I'm really sorry, but the person who's... there are some people in our row getting high, and I can't sit
there
anymore.
They weren't getting high.
Who cares? You lie at that point because you want to get away because the lake is driving you so crazy. You just go over there. You go, hey,
honest
man, there's
God, it
some
was
people getting
non-stop.
High in this row, man. I can't stand it. It's driving me nuts.
Nonstop.
And I just, is there any chance that I might be able to go sit in those empty seats over there?
And then Andy.
And if the people show up in the middle of the concert, I'll move again. I'll go sitting on lawn. I cannot take this lady anymore. I didn't pay money to listen to
Andy.
This lady during the concert.
And then you want it to get worse?
My next answer would have been, I would have told her to shut up. I'm sorry. I probably would have got halfway through it. I've been like, you know, I kind of came here to see the show. I'd be nice. And then the next line I would be like, I didn't pay to hear your play-by-play. Ma'am, can you shut up? I probably would have done that.
I wouldn't have, because I was sitting next to her and I thought, it's not worth it. But at a James Taylor concert, you know, everybody knows a lot of the songs. So people are singing along a little bit.
Yeah.
She was singing along to songs that other people weren't singing along to.
Oh, and she was getting mad at people for not singing?
No, but she's like, you know, in my mind, I'm gone to Carolina.
Oh, she sounded bad too.
Oh, she was off tune. And I'm like, oh my God, please.
Did you say a prayer for the guy she was with?
I saw James years ago at the State Theater at Playhouse Square. Okay. It was the best time I've ever seen him in concert. A small, intimate gathering, and it was just impeccable. And he said something that I thought, thank you. It's at State, so it's, you know, it's a little tight, right? Yeah. And people are getting up, and they're, you know, they're clapping like crazy and having a great time, which is great, you know, and showing support and everything else. But they're standing, and they're clapping and singing along and dancing and everything else. And he got done with the song, and he goes, wow, thank you all for the enthusiasm. I got to tell you, when I go to a concert, I just sit there and shut up and listen. And I thought, thank you.
And what'd the crowd do?
Everybody laughed.
There's something to be said for going to see a show at an intimate theater. Like Nautica. I think Nautica's, I love going to Nautica just because it's
fantastic.
Everything's so close. Like you can't, you feel, and then when the ships go through in the middle of a concert and the band recognizes them, I always think that's interesting. And, you know, I miss like the front row. Like the front row was such a, I know I'm totally old for even bringing this up, but that was such a cool place to see a show. Such a cool.
It's been a while.
Yeah, I know. So I graduated. You think I should have called her out, huh?
That causes a whole big incident.
So there's got to be a nice way to say to her, can you please shut up? There's got to be a nice, hey, ma'am, I'm trying to, I appreciate the questions and the commentary, but I'm hanging with my friends and, you know, it's like, and then
a song or two she wasn't interested in.
She'd start talking
the entire conversations with her guy pal, just talking about stuff.
So was she trying to have a conversation with you at all?
Only when she continually was bumping into me and you know, smashing into my leg and stuff.
Who's got the answer? So we have 3 minutes here. Give me the answer. 216-47. What should Jeff have done?
There was no answer.
Jeff, I would have asked to move seats. You don't even have to make up the lie about.
I couldn't have gotten
saying moved, there were people getting
moved
high.
Anywhere else. Really, there were some seats around us, but you know, it still hurt her. But man, it was in my ear all night long.
In your mind?
No, it was Carolina.
Oh, it was
in
her.
My mind.
Maybe her name is Carolina.
James Youngest son was one of his background singers.
Dan, what could he have done? What would you have done in that situation?
I probably would have just tolerated it.
It's a concert.
I probably would have done the same.
People are doing a lot of this stuff.
You're so stocked.
So here's my
people
next.
People are singing. So Jeff, you know, they're allowed. People are allowed to have a great time. And if that's how they have a great time, that's great. It didn't ruin the concert for me, but it was like, oh my God.
Well, that's the question. Concert. You're stuck. I mean,
You're not stuck.
Yes,
I don't
you
think
are.
You're stuck. Just be nice. Just
you go to a concert.
Go
you know what's going to happen.
Ask one of the ushers.
You know
go
what
sit
could
in empty seat.
Happen, and it happened to me.
I feel bad for you, Jeff, and the fact that you're still dwelling on this like 12 hours after or 14 hours after the concert. I really feel bad for you because whatever you paid for those tickets, it's just she destroyed your James Taylor experience.
No, didn't destroy it.
I feel bad for you. Now we have people coming through. They want to let you know how they feel. Figures. They wanted to tell you what to do. What was the right thing to do in that situation?
Yeah, I think you're stuck.
Sam. I think I am too.
I would have done the same. You get those rowdy crowds and all that kind of stuff. Like it's.
Well, it wasn't a rowdy crowd, and she was just annoying.
I mean, it is a James Taylor concert. Let's be really honest here. It's.
I mean, most of the people are looking for the tram to take him to the parking lot.
The minute you start seeing more acoustic guitars than anything else, it's like, okay, I don't think we're going to get too rowdy here.
By the way, Lou Marini was playing sax and all woodwinds from the Blues Brothers Band.
Oh, are you serious?
Sweet He's still Lou. With us?
Oh, yeah.
Dun, 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 dun,
He's good
dun,
for from like Steubenville.
Dun, 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 dun. We got a minute. Take good a phone call. Him. You got all these people who want to help you out.
Yeah.
Oh, you won't let them help them out. You are so mean.
We're up against it. We got bills to pay. Miles
Andrew
to feed.
Brandt.
Nothing in this world's for free.
Hey, I want to hear what you have to say. Hang on the line through
Nothing
the break.
In
That's
this
what I'm going to say.
For free.
Hang
Andrew
on the
Brandt.
Is not at noon, is he?
Vice President, General Counsel, formerly of the Green Bay Packers, going to give us some insight onto the whole collusion finding in the NFL and everything else. Andrew, coming up next on Baskin and Phelps.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.